In Tiny Township, just one applicant has put their name in to become a volunteer firefighter according to the municipal fire department. Tay Township has just 3 applicants. The comment and request for more applicants came during a promotion for the upcoming information sessions of 5 North Simcoe fire departments at the recent Tiny Township Council meeting at 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Wyvale Fire Station, located at 817 County Road 6 South. The first of 2 joint information sessions will be held to provide interested members of the community an opportunity to learn more about what it takes to become a volunteer firefighter. According to Tiny Township Emergency Services Director, Fire Chief Dave Flewelling, Tay could use in the range of 12 new hires and we in Tiny could hire 18 currently. We train new hires from the ground up. New hires will finish their training with the same certifications as a career firefighter. Great people, a sense of pride and fun serving your community. From the recent council meeting, Mayor Dave Evans gave high praise for those dedicating their time to help out their fellow residents. We applaud and commend the efforts of these over 100 volunteers that we have in our township, that take time from their regular schedules at the worst time, said Evans. The role that these people play in our community, men and women, is essential, integral, and is the ultimate form of giving. Town. Stefan Walma, a member of the Tiny Township Fire Department, extended appreciation for the praise on behalf of the department. Currently in Tiny Township, we have 1 application to become a new firefighter within the township, Walma stated. We always struggle with recruitment. Retentions are issues with personnel at new volunteer fire departments. Some of it is because it is a big commitment, but some of it is also, I think, a lack of knowledge of what the position is and entails. When I started, I knew zero, absolutely nothing, about firefighting. Tiny Township Fire Department will train you from the ground up. As long as you have a high school degree, and live within 15 minutes of a fire hall, we want you, Walma said. In his pitch, Walma noted that probationary firefighters are compensated at approximately $16 per hour with first-class firefighters compensated for $22 per hour, although there are no regular hours. He added that the social aspect of making lifelong friends was another reason why he continued to perform the volunteer position. If you have even thought about it remotely for a second, please reach out, said Walma. While there was a comment from Evans that age could be a concern, Walma humorously countered, "You made the comment that your firefighting days may be done, but we want people on the trucks until they're 65, so you could still come out." The second information session will be held at the Midland Fire Hall at 550 Bayshore Drive on Saturday, September 14th at 9 a.m. North Simcoe's 5 fire departments include Midland, Penetanguishene, and the townships of Georgian Bay, Tay, and Tiny. Application deadlines for the volunteer positions will conclude at 4 p.m. on September 27. On October 10 at 7 p.m., an aptitude appraisal is scheduled to be conducted at the Tay Township Station 2, located at 2201 Old Fort Road. A physical testing by appointment will occur on October 26 at the Tiny Township Station 2 in Wyvale at 817 County Road 6 South. Further information on the joint information sessions can be found on the Municipal Fire and Emergency Services pages of municipal websites or by contacting the municipal offices directly.